Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up in North Pelham, New York, and started a tennis academy in 1978 in Bradenton, Florida. He's coached 10 number one ranked tennis players in the world, including Andre Agassi, Boris Becker, Venus and Serena Williams, Monica Seles, and Maria Sharapova. Arguably the greatest American tennis coach of all time, he was inducted into the International Tennis Hall of Fame in 2014. His name, Nick Bollettieri, and we're honored to have him as a guest. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Rasula, and we're talking to Nick Bollettieri, arguably the greatest American tennis coach of all time. Nick, welcome. A real honor to have you.
Well, it's an honor for me to be on the show.
Can we start by talking about your childhood and your mom and your dad, please?
I grew up in a town called North Pelham, New York, right outside of New York City. My grandmother, Mrs. DeFlippo, Alvira DeFlippo, she ran the neighborhood, and we grew up in a black Italian neighborhood. When I came home from school, my grandmother would say, "Sonny Vanacqua, you're a good boy. You don't get no trouble. You listen to the teacher. You do everything teacher said to do. Go out and play." My grandmother didn't ask me if I got a C or a D. On our side of town, tennis was a sissy sport. I played football. I was captain of the football team. In my last year of high school, my uncle said, "Let's play a little tennis." I was a fairly good athlete, began playing, fortunate to make the tennis team at Spring Hill in Mobile, Alabama. My town, our side of town, blacks, yellows, greens, we were all the same color, and we did nothing but play games in the street and have fun.
What's the biggest thing, Nick, you learned from Mom, and what's the biggest thing you learned from Dad?
Mama said, "Save your money." My daddy said, "Son, never, never argue with a critic. Let whatever you do in life do the talking for you."
You got a degree from Spring Hill College, and then you joined the Army.
Yes, sir.
Nick, what did your days in the Army teach you about running a tennis academy?
Well, first of all, I graduated with an ROTC commission, second lieutenant in the Transportation Corps. Nick likes action. I volunteered to be a paratrooper, became a master paratrooper. What did I learn in the military? If you're with people that want to go for it and reach high goals, you can do it, and that's why I volunteered to be a paratrooper. Number two, the mission comes above everybody. It's teamwork. We do it, not I do it. And you never say, "Can I do it?" but say, "I will do it." That's what I learned in the military.
Speaking of saying, "I will do it," one of your heroes was Vince Lombardi. What did Vince Lombardi teach you?
He taught me the following. When parents come up to me in their conversations, they always say, "How could my son lose? He didn't win today." Vince Lombardi said one of the greatest remarks ever said, "My team's never lost. We just ran out of time. You judge people by the effort, even though the score may not be in your favor." He also helped me get started in my camp in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, at the site called Whalen Academy, and the first year was with Al McGuire, the great basketball coach from Milwaukee, and Nick Bollettieri.
Wow, those are two legends. Your conversations with Al McGuire must have been unbelievable.
Well, let me say something. I can't use the words, but one day he brought me down to the office. So he said to one of the young boys, was a black boy, he said, "Did I take care of your grandma?" "Yes, Mr. McGuire." The next one, "Did you get your allowance?" "Yes, Mr. McGuire." The next one, "Did I overlook you being with that nice-looking girl?" "Yes, Mr. McGuire." "Put the ball in the hoop." "Yes, Mr. McGuire."
Dick Enver got some great, great stories. They were together, as you know, on NBC for decades. So how was it, Nick, you got down to Miami and started giving tennis lessons?
Well, that was an accident. When I got out of the service, my dad said, son, I think you can make a big-time lawyer. I like the body surf. I like the sun. So my uncle, DeFilippo, and the water commissioner, Cepedi, somehow got me into the University of Miami Law School. The first month or so, the dean always asked me, I had to come to law school dressed up like a businessman. Of course, I came in my shorts and tennis because I had to go teach a little tennis and make $3 an hour. The third time he said to me, Mr. Bollettieri, before he got through, I said, Mr. Dean, you know what you can do with the books. So that ended my law degree, and my daddy said the following. Son, you just said you want to become one of the greatest coaches in the world. Daddy will support that decision. Let your remarks and let your results of what you do do the speaking. That gave me the courage to go out and go for it.
Nick Bollettieri, what does tennis teach us about life?
Well, number one, it's a lonely sport. You're out there by yourself, and it deals you, and it helps you deal with adversity, different weather conditions, how to respect the opponent, how not to put your head down and make excuses, how to compete, how to respect the opponents. That's what tennis teaches you.
We're talking to Nick Bollettieri, a pioneer in the coaching of tennis, and then you moved to Bradenton, Florida, around 1980. What was Bradenton, Florida like back in 1980?
Well, first of all, my previous years to coming to Bradenton, Florida was 15 years being the director of all the Rockefeller hotels, especially Dorado Beach in Puerto Rico, and I was also the private coach for all the five Rockefeller families in Pocatica Hills, New York. Now, by accident, my friend called me when I left Dorado Beach and said, there's an opening on Longboat Key in Florida. My associate and I, Julio Morris and I, drove across the state at night, Alligator Alley, ended up at the Colony Beach Hotel on Longboat Key. The surf was up. I said, I like this place. We got the job at the Colony Beach Resort, and it became the number one tennis resort of the world. And then all of a sudden, a young girl comes and takes a lesson. I said, is your daddy here after the lesson? She said, no. She said, I'm coming home with you. Her bags were packed. She came home with me, my first student, Carlene Bassett, John Bassett from Canada, who started the World Football League in Tennessee. Then Jimmy Arias came. Then Aaron Krickstein came. Kathleen Horvath. Pretty soon I had 10 people in my house. Two wives walked out, and then after a while, we got so crowded that my friend, Mr. Lewis Marks, lent me some money to buy a motel and some tennis courts at a club. And then finally, my friend lent me $2 million to buy 40 acres of land that started the Nick Bollettieri Tennis Academy, the first live-in tennis academy in the world, now the IMG Academy, 9 sports, 1,000 full-timers, 15,000 go through the doors each year.
We're talking to Nick Bollettieri, who revolutionized how tennis was taught. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Rasula. We're with Nick Bollettieri, who revolutionized the way tennis was taught and coached. Nick, where did you come up with those transformational ideas?
God gave me the gift to go for it, not be afraid. Remember, great people in life are courageous. They're not afraid to fail. The majority of all the world do things they know they're going to be a success in, not Nick Bollettieri. I do things that people say are crazy, but crazy people are the people that revolutionize the world and bring new things. Remember, everybody, all you boys and girls and moms and dads and grandpas listening, failure is part of learning. If you don't fail, you can't go higher. But don't be ashamed when you fail. That's part of gaining, climbing the long steps, the highest mountain.
You decided early on to give the best tennis prospects scholarships to your academy, which at the time was unheard of. Why'd you do that?
Well, first of all, I grew up in the neighborhood. It was all about giving, baby. Give. And I followed my father's philosophy, who had a drugstore. He gave credit to everybody, and after a few years went bankrupt. I followed my daddy. I gave scholarships. And back in 1987, my accountant said, Nick, we're bankrupt. I said, how can we be bankrupt, baby? We're full. He said, Nick, you gave everybody scholarships. And that's why Mark McCormick bought the academy from me and later on sold it, and is now the IMG Academy. It's all about giving. And Jim Courier said it better than anybody else, another number one of the world that I helped. He said, Nick Bollettieri gave us the rackets, the balls. We went in the back courts. We fought. We cussed. We broke our rackets to come on the court with Nick Bollettieri. He gave us scholarships, baby, and I'm still doing that today. And by the way, I want to let everybody know something. All of you listening, go to nickbollettieri.com, put in your email, and you're a free member of 60 years of my life, totally free. It's got messages about the word retirement, got messages about saying I'm going to try to do it, how to greet your children, how to get better in tennis, what leadership is all about. That's what my site is about, and it is totally free to the entire world. So you better get on there right now and click on, or else Bollettieri will be knocking on your door.
www.nickbolletieri, BOLLETTIERI.com.
.com, put in your email, and you'll remember.
Nick, deep down, you're an educator. What do all great educators, teachers have in common?
Well, I don't know if they have it all in common. To be a great educator, you have to dedicate your life. You have to learn how to listen, not just talk. You have to learn never to let a student go home feeling that they're a failure. And the way you just talk to people will impact their entire life. And when you yell at a child and say they're worthless, why don't you do like this child? They go home. They don't eat. Low self-esteem. They're subject to drugs, subject to alcohol. So all you educators and parents, yes, correct your students, correct your children, but do it in a positive way.
In 1984, God brought you a young kid from Las Vegas, Andre Agassi. Tell us about Andre Agassi, please.
Well, baby, he was different. He was different. My boy Jim Curry said, Nick, you should have thrown him out 100 times. But you know what? Even though we broke a lot of the rules, I saw something special in that boy. And today, he has charter schools helping boys and girls with their education and with sports. Went on to be one of the greatest players in the history of the game.
You've mentioned Jim Courier a couple times. Talk to us about Courier, who came to you in 85.
He came to me in 85. His mother, Linda, wrote a letter. Dear Nick, thank you for the scholarship. Please, Nick, change his backhand. I said, Jim, hit voluntary forehands. Beat him up. Hit that big serve. Forget about the backhand, baby. And you know what? Became number one in the world, and his backhand wasn't that bad. But he beat up people, baby. He was a fighter. He was a fighter. And I tell you what, if everybody could be like Jim Courier, this world would be different. He's a great commentator today. He's a great person, and he's a great friend of mine, even though at the French Open, I sat in Andre's box when I was coaching both of them, and he did forgive me several years later. But Jim Courier, your credit. You're the Davis Cup captain, you're a daddy, and you're a fantastic guy.
Also in 85, you got a young 11-year-old girl from Yugoslavia by the name of Monica Seles. Please.
Monica Seles. Wow. There was a tournament before the Orange Bowl called Sports Goofy. My girl was the best in America. And my coaches called up and said, Nick, the score is 1-2 or 2-3. I said, congratulate my student. They said, no, she got beat. You better go to the Orange Bowl. I went to the Orange Bowl. I was walking down to see where this girl was, and all of a sudden I heard, ee, ee, ee. I looked under the fence, saw a thin pair of legs. I come around the corner, saw this girl. if the wind blew it to knock her over, standing on the baseline, two hands from both sides, baby. I gave the mother scholarship, the father scholarship, the brother scholarship, and Monica, a super lady, unbelievable, calls me every week. She always controlled play, was not a great athlete, so she hit the ball early and came after you with everything she had. Monica, you're a wonderful lady.
You've said that when asked what great tennis player surprised you the most, your answer is Monica Seles. Why, Nick?
Why? She was a non-athlete, baby. If the wind blew, it would have knocked her over. But I'm telling you right now, she spent hours hitting that ball up on the rise, controlling play, improved her serve. She never backed off. She went after you, and that's what made her a player. If she had to back up behind the baseline and cover a lot of territory, the foundation that she had would not have supported her. She would never have gained what she has gained in tennis and in life.
We're talking to Nick Bollettieri, who's 85 years young, and this past year, he had over 200,000 air miles. Nick, next one, Martina Hingis.
Oh, boy. Way back at the French Open, Mary Carrillo, the great commentator, one of my best friends, came up to me and said, Nick, what do you think about that girl out there? She was 14, going up 15. I said, Mary, she has the nose of an elephant, baby. She feels the ball. I said, she's going to be one of the best, maybe number one in the world. Mary said, well, what are you talking about? And look at that. But let me tell you what happened many years later. Her mother, wonderful, Miss Molitor, came to the IMG Academy. I said, Miss Molitor, I can't change the strokes. They're fantastic. She said, Nick, she's lost the zip, baby. I took her to lunch as we're walking back. I said, what's the matter, Martina? Oh, my mother just tennis. I said, let me tell you something. If it wasn't for your mother, you wouldn't be where you are today. You get out there. All right, Nick. She then went to New York, to Madison Square Garden, to play the last WTA championships ever played in New York. She won the quarters, won the semis, and on Friday night, I said, Nick, fly up there. I went up there and saw her win the quarters, saw her win the finals, and you know what? She took the microphone and said, I owe this to my mother, who dedicated her life, and to Nick, who put the zip back into me and gave me a check for $10,000. And Martina Hingis today, 35, going on 36, still winning. Why? She's not a super athlete that beats you up physically, but she's smart as a whip. She does what she can control, and she hits that extra ball, and she anticipates where your balls are going to. That's why she's also very good in doubles today, number one in the world.
Anna Kournikova, please.
Oh, baby, are you kidding me? Back on court 40, I had a lesson at 9 o'clock with this little girl. She came out about 10 to 9, jumped in my basket. She said, here I am. Her hair was in pigtails. I said, what are you doing? She said, I'm here to be with you. Anna Kournikova was fabulous. And quite often when we're at tournaments, if there wasn't a main feature match on, she would be with me practicing. All the men were over there watching my Anna Kournikova. She turned on the charm, baby. Maybe not the greatest single player in the world, a heck of a doubles player, but she brought charm and beauty to the game. Anna, you're still my baby.
We're talking to Nick Bollettieri, who was inducted into the Tennis Hall of Fame 2014. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm host Jack Prasula, and we're with the legendary Nick Bollettieri, who has coached 10 number one ranked tennis players in the world. Another one you got at age 9 from Russia, Maria Sharapova, please.
Maria Sharapova. I can close my eyes and see my little girl on court one with her father, Yuri. He had a notebook, and everything I said, he put down. I thought he was the income tax man checking on me, for crying out loud. But let me tell you about Maria Sharapova. Her attitude was, I will win. I will win. Also, not a super athlete. okay? But she developed a big forehand, a big backhand, and she also dictated play. Remember, she could be down 6-love, 5-love, 40-love, but in her mind, she said, I still can win. And I'll tell you right now, Maria is always super to me when she's at the IMG Academy, always play with the younger children, always nice to people, and she is a super person.
One day, you got two sisters, Venus and Serena. Tell us first about Venus Williams, please.
Venus Williams, tall like her daddy, moved beautifully, very quiet, a different player than her sister. She would come forward, a great volleyer, and then came down with a devastating disease that almost killed her. Venus is fantastic. And let me tell you a little story. Richard Williams said to me, my girls never talked about tennis when they left the tennis court. So one time, Venus made the mistake of talking tennis in the car. She had to walk home. Daddy Richard Williams was a genius. They said he was crazy. Well, I'm going to tell you something. He didn't have his girls play until they were about 13 or 14. He worked on other things, how to beat up the ball. And Richard Williams was crazy. Let's go to my Serena. Different girl completely than Venus. I'm going to beat you up, baby. You get up here, I'll knock you down. Biggest serve in the world. Coming after you all the time. She's more of a physical player. And when I got pneumonia, my Serena Williams and Anna Kournikova sent so many flowers, I tried to sell them back to the hospital. Serena Williams is a fantastic girl. And when Richard Williams and I traveled, or whenever I was asked if I was the Williams coach, no way, baby, I was part of the Williams team. And remember that. Richard Williams did all the work, and coaches called him crazy. Well, ain't nobody else going to do what those girls have done. The Williams sisters have been great for the tour.
If you want to learn more, www.nickbolletieri, BOLLETTIERI.com. Nick, you've been around champions your whole life. What do all the champions have in common?
They refuse to lose. It's all about winning. And they will do anything and everything to be a winner. And I mean everything, doing all the training. But remember, no player can be a champion without teamwork. I learned that in the service. I was fortunate to fly with the Blue Angels as a guest. To fulfill the mission, you have to have a team. No one can do it themselves. So remember, everybody, when the great player Djokovic wins, he's got a team, baby, a team. And it's awful tough today to be a champion with a weakness. And the physical and mental part of the game today will determine the best players of the world.
We're talking to Nick Bolletieri, 85 years young, arguably the greatest American tennis coach of all time. The Holy Grail, it's almost like a cathedral, Wimbledon. What makes that so special?
Well, what makes it so special when you have special people like Dick Vitale, my man, and Nick Bolletieri, and I'm going to tell you something. What makes these Grand Slams so special, like Wimbledon? It's quiet, please. It's tradition. New York, baby. It's make noise, man. Make noise. What makes this sport such a sport? It's an individual sport. You have to think. You have to adjust to conditions. You have to have a team. But you also must remember, it's all about competing, respecting the sport like Roger Federer. You respect the sport. You respect your opponent. That's what it's all about.
You mentioned Dick Vitale, and you talk about giving baby. You use the word baby. You know, he's famous for his awesome baby. Tell us about Dickie V, your neighbor.
Let me tell you what happened. When he lost his job in Detroit, he moved down here to Bradenton and brought Sherry and Terry, his two beautiful daughters, to me. We're on the tennis court. I'm on the red clay court. His daughters were right next to me on the stadium hard, and he yells out to me, Nick! What are you doing with that skinny girl out there? I said, I'm working with her. Why don't you work with my daughters, baby? I said, this girl's going to be number one. He said, what are you, crazy? Her name, Monica Seles. But I did help his daughters get into Notre Dame, baby. They marry the captain of the football team, the captain of the lacrosse team. Their kids are now doing wonderful. Dickie's trying to be the coach. Can you imagine this? He's trying to be the coach of them. But you know what? There's only a few Dickie Vitales in the world and the Vitale family. It's all about giving. I was fortunate to be on his Hall of Fame for the Cancer Society. And Dick, you're a wonderful human being. And I tell you what, he doesn't have a mean bone in his body.
He is a modern-day Jerry Lewis with the Jimmy V Foundation. Talk to our listeners about all this man does for that cancer research in Jimmy V.
He doesn't stop. He sleeps it. He eats it. He's always out trying to collect more money because he said there must be a way to stop this. He has dedicated his life with his beautiful wife, Lorraine, and all of his friends. And then all of a sudden, the phone would be picking up. Nick, I need a favor, baby. You got a good friend there with a lot of money. Can you introduce me? Absolutely, Dickie. And then anytime he needs a racket or two, I have a truck pull up and put a whole load of trucks, a whole load of rackets. But I'm going to tell you something. Here in Sarasota, and the words that he has, last year, I think we raised almost $2 million in one night, all because of Dick Vitale's passion and people believing in him to help fight cancer.
Here's what Dick Vitale says about Nick Bollettieri. He's always been a man with a great vision and charismatic personality that energizes everyone in his presence. His enthusiasm and ability to communicate to players of all levels is outstanding.
Wow.
The U.S. Open, which we just concluded here a month or so ago. Talk about the U.S. Open, Nick.
Well, the U.S. Open is special. Even though a thimble of champagne, 2 ounces, is $25, baby. And people are standing in line and bragging about paying $25. The USTA this year put in hundreds of millions of dollars, the indoors, new eating places, new restrooms. It's fantastic. And the great thing about the U.S. Open, you can see the players' practice be right next to them. Right next to them. They sign autographs. And you know what? I commentate for BBC and write for the independent paper in England. If a match goes over 11 o'clock, I had Andy's match a few years ago. It was 2 or 3 minutes after 11. All the neighbors were complaining. New York? Baby, you stop a match, they tear the stadium down. They go to 2:30, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. It's excitement, baby. It's excitement. There is no sight like the U.S. Open, and the USCA does a great job there.
We're talking to Nick Bollettieri, who's had many phenomenal experiences in his 85 years. One of the biggest, July 12, 2014. When we come back, we'll ask him about that day. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Rasula, and we're with Nick Bollettieri. Nick, July 12th, 2014, you get inducted into the International Tennis Hall of Fame in Newport, Rhode Island. A kid from the Bronx. What was that like?
Well, let me see. I don't think words can explain that. The only sad part, my parents weren't there. But remember, when they gave the speech, it wasn't Nick Bollettieri. It was all the people and coaches that have supported me. It was teamwork, baby. You don't get awards like that by yourself. So I thanked everybody in the world for the support, my parents, my dedicated coaches at IMG. And that award belongs to the world, not just to Nick Bollettieri.
You're 85 years young. Your enthusiasm is unbelievable. You look great. You always got the sunglasses on. Bollettieri, you're awesome, baby. How do you do it?
Well, first of all, when you wear Maui Jim, baby, you see everything. You understand? I do it because I love life. 3-4 hours of sleep at night. I love excitement. My little son, I have two adopted sons from Ethiopia. The young one said to his mother, why does daddy look in the mirror all the time? His mother said, Your daddy loves himself, and I do. But I have to then go out and do good things. I have 31 waist, 152 pounds. I play golf. I love life. I surf. But remember, my mission in life is to help children, to help children. And I'm now working with the UN and hopefully going to be able to do some worldwide projects with them. And I also want to say this. IMG is and always will be the number one sports tennis academy of the world.
IMG. Mark McCormick bought it from you, and now, as you've stated, there's thousands of kids. They've got arguably the best high school football team, the best athletes. Talk about that whole complex, Nick.
Well, it was 40 acres of tomatoes when I bought it. Now it's a vegetable farm, baby, 500 acres. A football stadium as good as any college. 24 soccer courts, a new soccer building, five-story school. It's got new cafeterias. Gatorade is there. Under Armour is there experimenting. I tell you what, even I, when I walk through the grounds, I say to myself, is this for real? And IMG is not stopping, baby. They're adding every day. Remember, when you're on top, people are out to beat you. So you always keep on adding. And I end by saying this. If you think you know it all, it's time to go back to school. And remember, all you kids, be strong. Say no to drugs. Select your friends very carefully. Very carefully. A friend is a friend that's there when you're in trouble, not when everything is going right. And boys and girls, it's a tough life. But remember, you can do it. And when you fall down, it's how you get back up and try it again. God bless you from Nick Bollettieri. Love to you all. Remember, NickBollettieri.com. Put your email. Share 60 years of my life. And by the way, I've had a few divorces, but that's been exciting also.
So, a couple more questions, Nick. You can't talk about IMG without the name, the King, Arnold Palmer, who arguably got the IMG started. Did you ever meet Palmer, and what did you learn from Palmer?
I certainly have met Arnold Palmer. Met him down at Dorado Beach and also a few times on the tour, because I grew up with Chichi Rodriguez. And the thing about Arnold Palmer, he and Roger Federer are the same. They respected the sport. They give to the sport. They are an example on and off the golf course. They're class, baby. And I'm going to tell you something. Only a few people can have what Roger Federer and Arnold Palmer have. They were people that people should listen to, look to, study their life, how they got there. Arnold, we will miss you.
Your autobiography is entitled Changing the Game, which you dedicated that book to Arthur Ashe and Billie Jean King. Why those two?
I'll tell you why those two. We try to build buildings. We try to build houses. Arthur Ashe and Billie Jean, they tore down foundations to give people a chance to succeed in life. There's a big difference. They try. So they knocked the foundations down, and they gave their life. And Billie Jean still is, and Arthur was a very close friend of mine. In fact, I started the Ashe Bollettieri program with Bob Davis running it, and it ran for 13 years.
You give a lot of motivational speeches around the world. What's the basic message of the speech?
The basic message of the speech is very simple. Everybody, if you give everything you have, you'll have a chance to make it. Never, never give up. And when you fall down, my daddy said, it's how you get back up and try again and again until you make it.
What advice would you give to parents this evening, Nick?
Wow, wow. Parents, you are my most difficult lesson. Why? The first question you ask, did you win? Don't do that. Don't do that. First, ask your children if they had a good day. What did they do? Did they try to do things? Did they get along with people? Then you can say, how did you do in your activity? And whether winning or loss, ask them if they tried to do everything. And if they did lose, are they willing to work not to lose again? That's my message to you parents and everybody else. Take care of yourself. You only have one body, And if you don't take care of it, you're in for a difficult life. Remember that. Remember. One body. When people say, Nick, how do you feel? I'm above ground, baby, and I'm smiling. I love the action. That's what I give to all the people that listen to your station.
Well, listen, if you want to learn more, www.nickbolletieri, BOLLETTIERI.com. Nick, if a listener is listening tonight and says, this 85-year-old youngster has phenomenal courage, energy. Nick, how do I get courage? I'm afraid to step out and go after my dream.
You know how? By admitting you're nervous. If you don't admit you're nervous, you'll never get better. I remember my first jump as a paratrooper. The little buck private next to me said, Mr. Lieutenant, you're going to jump? Yeah, I'm going to jump. Are you scared? I'm so scared I'm wearing a diaper. I told him I was scared. You're darn right. He said, Mr. Lieutenant, you jump, I jump. But I told him I was nervous, baby. That's okay. But it's how you get over those nerves. Don't be afraid to try it.
What dreams or goals do you still have, Nick?
Oh, I tell you. Continue seeing children smile. My two sons from Ethiopia, all we ask about them is give back to children of what your mother and I have given to you. Their mother works with them every single day. Every child deserves an opportunity in life.
The American dream. Are our best days still ahead of us?
You know what? That's up to you people. Stop complaining. Stop saying what you don't have. Go out there and make it happen. Be kinder. Share with people. Never say a bad word against anybody. Never. If you can't give a compliment to a person, don't say anything. We have to join together as a team. Get back to what the United States used to be. That's what we've got to do. Work as a family, not a disoriented family.
Nick Bolletieri, you're an American treasure. Thanks much. Keep up the great, great work.
Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you, and God bless you.
Please join us next Sunday. Until then, I'm Jack Rasula. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spohon.